A research team has just returned from an underwater project in the waters off the coast of South Sulawesi, a major Indonesian island that's north of Java, between Borneo and New Guinea. The focus was the impact of warmer ocean temperatures on coral bleaching, a topic also under constant study by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. According to NOAA, when water is too warm, coral will expel the algae living in its tissues, which then makes the coral turn white, the process known as coral bleaching. Bleached coral is not dead, but it is under stress. The team from Indonesia's Hasanuddin University found about half the reefs they monitored suffered from bleaching due to higher ocean temperatures. A separate study by researchers from the Australian Institute of Marine Science finds that ocean acidity also plays a major role in the health of coral reefs. The work published in the journal Nature involved coral in the southern part of Australia's Great Barrier Reef and found that higher acidity levels slow the growth of coral. One glimmer of hope, the study found that when ocean acidity can be reduced, coral does recover. But the researchers say the long-term solution for coral health is cutting carbon dioxide emissions by reducing the burning of fossil fuels. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.